Blog Talk Radio.
Open your mouth and say, Lord, release it. I've sown my seed and I've given you glory. Say, I have declaratively praised you. So I wait, expecting my blessing right now. Applaud God in this room, everybody. Go on and give him some glory in advance. Clap your hands again. Woo! I'm so glad today I heard
you. I'm so glad today I heard you.
I heard you clearly.
Clearly.
Now I'm grateful.
Grateful. In spite of my circumstance, all I want to do is love you.
And love you.
Sometimes we just need to ask God to release us, brother. Not he just want to ask God to help us to get through this other day to another day. You know, there's some things holding back to serve God, but I don't want to be this morning. Yeah, I want God
to be in the midst
of it every time. You know, I thank God for the Holy Spirit because He's always in the presence of us, brother. You know, good morning. How you doing? You doing all right?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Doing real good. I can't complain. Just say thank you for allowing us to see another day.
You know, you're right about it. You know, we We did good for the mothers, man. We did real good for the Mother's Day. You remember that? We did real good for the Mother's Day.
Sure it is, sir.
I don't think we're missing nothing for the Father's Day. You see how that slipped by us, man? You see how that slipped by us, man? It slipped by, brother. It slipped by, man.
Hey, brother.
Yeah.
Hey, brother. The restaurant was empty yesterday, Father's Day, man. Empty. Empty. Empty.
Yeah. But you know what?
But one thing we all know, though, we proud to be the fathers that we are, fathers and mentors, though, you know. You might not get them special gift, but in your mind, you know you worthy. You know you worthy. You know,
hey, check this out. I know we ain't on back line, but what kind of socks did you get, man? You get some socks or you get a tie? What you get,
man? I just got a happy Father's Day. That's all I got.
Okay.
I got to get up and call my father. I got to get up and hang out with the family. So I'm good. Sometimes it's just a mental thing. You ain't gotta have the guilt. Sometimes with me.
Well, you know what I was saying. You know, they give you we guarantee to get some socks. We guaranteed to get a tie, you know.
I thought that was Christmas present, Aaron. My bad. I got the day. I thought it was Christmas when you get the socks and T-shirts.
Well, I guess we take this.
Well, good morning, fella.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, man, it's always good to be thankful for God, man. Thankful for whoever God, like Brother Nelson said, he's your mentor or your father, your dad, you know, whoever you look up to at that place. But I know one thing, if you didn't do nothing else yesterday, you should have gave thanks to our Father, you know.
Oh,
who
created
heaven.
Oh, yeah.
He gave us his only begotten Son.
Sir.
We could be on this phone right now. You know, we could have been doing a lot of things this morning, but sometime the way we woke up, brother. And I think Brother Randy going to tell us about it today, how we need to be doing this thing. Brother Randy?
Oh, yes. You know, my thing is, he didn't do nothing good enough yesterday.
Yes, sir.
You know, to seal the deal that we were going to be here for another day, Brother Ed.
So did, man.
Oh, yeah. So we just got to thank God that we're here gathered together again on one accord.
Yes.
Lift his name up, because if we know if his name be lifted up, he would draw all men to be.
Oh, man. Okay.
Brother Eric, I want to talk a little bit about unity.
Unity. Yes, sir.
We want to talk a little bit about unity today. Because we gather every day, Monday through Friday, in unity, my brother.
Yes, sir.
I
want to
talk a little bit about gathering together. I was always taught that the prayers of one man can kill 1,000 demons, Brother Ed. The prayers of one righteous man can kill 1,000 demons.
That's it.
I was always taught that when two or three gather in his name, he'd be in the midst, my brother.
Right. It's in the book.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes. I was always taught that when you gather, when two or three gather in his name, he'd be in the midst. And we can ask anything. Unity,
anything.
My brother. Anything. The Apostle Paul said over in 1 Corinthians.
Okay.
In 1 Corinthians 1:10, it says, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no division amongst you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
They say that there be no division amongst
you. No division.
But that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. I like that, Brother Ed.
Yeah, you might want to read that again.
There be no division. If we can if we can, if we as a body of people, my brother, Brother Nutty, Brother Eric, can grasp on to just that right there.
Yes, sir.
Can hold on to that. Oh, mm-hmm. Do you know how much powerful we'll be? Help me hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much power we can have all together with no division mm-hmm. amongst us? Oh, help me, Lord. My. Unity, my brothers. Unity. Unity.
That was First Corinthians what now?
That was 1 Corinthians 1. And I started at verse 10, like that.
Okay.
That was verse 10. That just stuck with me this morning. I'm going to read it one more time. It says, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no division amongst you.
Mm-hmm.
My. But that you be perfectly united. Oh, united mean together. Can you help me with this? That means together, my brother, in mind and thought. That you be perfectly united together.
Together.
My. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before you as humble as we can this morning. Lord, just thank you again for another day. Another day of your blessing, your favor, your grace, and your mercy. So I ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you continue to bring us all together. Unite us, Lord. Help us to gel together. Help us to be equally yoked right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to continue to kingdom build together, Lord, and advance the kingdom of God together. Let there be no division amongst us, Lord, right now. Everybody is on one occasion, on one accord, lift your name up, Lord, because we know if your name be lifted up, you will all man it will be.
Man. Yes,
so I just thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy. Lord, I thank you for using us in a mighty way to speak the word of God boldly. I thank you that you use us, Father God, that you let it flow off our tongue like the rivers of living water. Oh, we ask that you remove anything that's not in your liking. The meditation of my mind and the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. That you just move on behalf of your people right now. Help us to pick a brother up when he's down, to help a brother out when he's in need. Oh, help us to speak good and life over one another, not evil over one another, Lord. Help
yes,
us
Lord.
To be like you, like-minded, Jesus-minded, Lord. Oh, I say, what would God do, Brother Ed? I asked somebody that the other day, I say, well, what would God do? We just ask that you send your spirit over us right now, Lord. Oh,
yes.
That you continue to just grasp every heart, renew every mind, cleanse every spirit right now. Move
yes,
in a mighty way, Lord. Have your way. Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God, my brother.
Amen.
Amen and thank God. Amen and thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Unity, my brother. Unity, 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 unity.
Mm-hmm.
Being together. Togetherness. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like this, my brother.
Oh, yeah, you
My. Listen to what it really like right here. Listen to what it really like. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is the confidence that we have in you. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
He said that if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. You hear us.
Yeah.
And since we know that you hear us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of you. My. Listen to what it reads like. Holy Spirit, teach us how to agree, harmonize together. Together make a sympathy. It says about anything and everything. It can't be nothing that we can't work out, my brother. Oh, help me. Listen to it. It says, so that whatever we ask will come to pass and be done for us by our Father in heaven.
Yes, 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 Lord.
Oh, my, 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 my. Listen to what it's saying. We pray that as members of the body of Christ, we will live as becoming us. It says we complete lowlessness of mind, humility, meekness, unselfishness, gentleness, mildness, with patience, bearing with one another and making allowance because we love one another. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. It says, in the name of Jesus, we are eager and strive honestly to guard and keep the harmony and oneness of produced by the Spirit and the binding power of peace. We commit in the name of Jesus and according to the power of God at work in us.
Yeah.
To be of one, oh help me, Holy Ghost, of one in the, listen what it reads, in the same mind. Oh help me, Holy Ghost. It said united in spirit, Brother Eric. I'm gonna say that one more time. United in spirit. Oh, sympathizing with one another, my brother. Loving each other. As brethren. My God. As brethren of one household, my brother. Help me, Holy Ghost. Compassionate, tenderhearted, and humble-minded, my brother. It said, we will never return evil for evil or insult with insult. Oh, tongue-lashing, berating. But on the contrary, we will bless, praying for for their welfare, happiness, and protection, and truly pretending and loving one another. It says, for we know that to this we have been called, that we may ourselves inherit a blessing from God, obtain a blessing as heirs, bringing welfare and happiness and protection. It says, Father, thank you that Jesus has given us to us the glory and honor that you gave to him. We may be one, even as you and Jesus are one. Jesus in us and you in Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
In order that we may become one and perfectly united. Oh, that word united keep on coming up in there, Brother Eric. That the world may know and recognize that you sent Jesus and that you have loved them even as you have loved Jesus.
Boy, that's good.
Father, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. And so be it. My. Brother Eric.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk a little bit about this unity thing this morning.
Yeah. That's it. Coming together.
I want to talk a little bit about this coming together. Coming together. And the only way I know how to do it is go to what the words say and do what the words say to my brother. I'm going to go over to 1 John first.
Okay.
1 John chapter 5, I'm going to start at verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
1 John chapter 5.
That's it.
Start at verse 13.
Good word to talk.
Listen what it read like, my brother, in the New International Version of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. Listen to what it reads like, my brother. This is the confidence we have in approaching God. that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen what it says. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask for. I mean, we ask, we have what we ask of him. Listen what it read like. Listen what it, help me, Holy Ghost. Listen what it read like, brother Eric. If you see any brother or sister committing a sin that does not lead to death, you should pray, and God will give them life. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Listen what it says. I refer to those whose sin does not lead to death. It says there is a sin that leads to death. Oh, what is that sin? I am not saying that you should pray about that. All wrongdoing is sin, my brother. And there is sin that does not lead to death. It says we know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who was born of God keeps them safe, and the evil one cannot harm them. It says we know that we are children of God, and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. It says we know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true.
And we are
in him who is true by being in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life.
Hey, Brother Randy, when you say that, often I used to use this old statement. You know, I always say that when you see someone's teaching or someone's giving their input on a scripture, and if it don't lead them to Christ, we shouldn't jump in there like we're trying to, you know, correct them and that kind of thing. We should pray just like the Bible said. When people think that's wrong, but see one thing about it, at the end of that, it says Jesus Christ. You know what I'm talking about? I don't care how smart you think he is, how much you think that you know the scripture. If the person is not leading them from Christ, that's what, because everybody got different opinion or interpretation of the scripture. But if they're not leading no one from Christ, that's what he's saying right there. That's why you want to have division. Only when the division come in, when you trying to make yourself smarter than the next person. But we don't want to call it. We should attack each other. That's why he said pray.
There you go.
Pray.
My.
Pray about it. Because you know one thing about it? We don't know everything. I don't care how long you've been on this earth. We don't know everything. It's the thing God knows. Hey, it's the thing God won't let Jesus know. You think I'm lying? Look at the Revelation. Revelation says even the Son don't know when this hour is going to be. I know I'm right about
it. My.
We should pray, Brother Brandon. When we hear something and we think it's an error, maybe our spiritual understanding don't know what he or she's saying. So pray. As long as it's not leading from Christ. They say there ain't no Jesus. They say Jesus been dying. Then they say there's a problem then. We got to step in there.
My. Listen to what it reads like, my brother. I'm gone over Matthew 18. I'm in Matthew 18.
Okay.
I'm going to start at 15. Matthew chapter 18, verse 15.
15?
Listen what it means. Yeah, verse 15.
Okay.
Listen what it reads like. It says, if your brother or sister sins, go and point out their faults just between the two of you. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. If they listen to you, you have won them over. But if they will not listen, take one or two others along so that the matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. Oh, that unity again, Brother Ed. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. It says, if they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church. And if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Listen to what it reads like. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loosen on earth will be loosened in heaven. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agrees about anything, oh, help me, Holy Ghost, they ask for it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them. My. If two or three gather in my name, there am I with them. My. Unity, Brother Eric. Unity.
Yes,
we want us to gather together. Have you ever heard the saying two heads are always better than one?
Oh, yeah.
My. Unity. He wanted to be together. My. He said, if you have a problem with your brother, go to him and address that problem.
Sir.
If he don't listen to you still, you're going to get you two or three witnesses, Brother Eric. Oh, I like that.
Yes,
you're going to get you two or three other people and come to him.
Yes, sir.
Again. My.
Are you on something?
Oh, yes, Lord. Put your finger right there. I'm going to Ephesians 4:1, Brother Ed.
Mm-hmm. Ephesians 4:1.
I ain't going to be long this morning. Ephesians 4:1. My. Listen what it read like again, Brother Ed. It's just like a revolving dope. Unity. And maturity in the body of Christ. It's like a revolving door with this unity thing, with this togetherness. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Why, brother, are so many people so against each other when the Bible tells us to be united with one another so much, so frequently, man?
It
tells us to be united with one another so frequently. Why is there so much division in this world right now? Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Why? I just got to raise that question, Brother Ed. What? The Bible is like a revolving door. We can see this. We can read this over in John, Peter, Matthew,
right.
Ephesians,
right.
Corinthians. We can read this all over the Bible, man, about being together, helping out one another. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Being united with one another. But there's so much division in this world right now, my brother. Listen to what it reads like, my brother. Listen to what
Come
it
on
like.
With it, man.
It says, as a prisoner for the Lord, being I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Listen to what it reads like. It says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me up. Being patient and bearing with one another in love. It says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. I'm going to say that one more time, my brother, so we get it clearly. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and one Father of all, who is over all and through all in all. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, listen what it reads like, my brother. But to each one of us, grace has been given us as Christ appointed it. This
all
is
right.
Why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people.
Oh.
What does ascended mean except that he also descended to the low earthly region. Oh, my God. I like this, my brother. He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers
Come on,
to equip his people for work
yes,
and service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Until we all reach unity. Oh, my God. That word just keep on jumping out at us, Brother Eric. Until we all reach unity in the faith, in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. My. It's in the book, my brother. It's in the book, my brother. It is in the book. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. He wants us all. Listen to what it did. You catch that, Brother Ed? I know you read
it. Yeah, I like it.
I've read it a million times too, but it just means something different to me right now today, my brother. It means something different to me right now today. I'm going to read it one more time. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, my brother. Oh, it's some meat right there. It's some meat right there, Brother Ed.
Yeah, I like
that. That got me hung up right there. Oh, my foot up.
Can I read that? Can I read it in the King James?
Come on, brother. Yeah. I want to hear it because it got my foot stuck in the trap right now.
Well, verse 11 the same, but I'm not gonna read it again. Verse 11 the same.
Come on.
Okay. He said he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Look, the reason why he gave that, he said, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Randy.
Body of Christ. Yes, Lord.
No. It said Randy. It said Christ, man.
Yes.
It says for the perfection
yes.
For the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body. Look what it said. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Look here. Till we all come into unity of the faith and of the knowledge.
That's it.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God and unto the perfect man, unto
God.
The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You know, when you reading all this, when you're looking at this here, you got to have this in the ministry when you presenting God at the church. He said you got to have apostles. He said, he gave me
my.
Pastors and teachers. He said, this is what perfect the church, man. This is what's helping you right now when you get up every morning or whatever, how you do your devotion, you get in the Word, how to write the Bible. But it's not, you're not being lifted up. This is about the body of Christ. It ain't about Eric. It ain't about Randy. It's about God's plan. We're lifting God up. When we start taking place of God, then it's our show, but then God's show. Because God should be lifted up. That's what you're talking about. When we in unity, when you say something, it should be no contradiction behind it because you're reading from the Word. You start off saying, I'm going to read from the Word. Let the Word.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Word. Let the Word. Yeah, you can listen. Brother Randy, you can listen for me for a while and then hang up the phone. But you can't never hang up on God. His eyes.
Can't hang up on God.
What's the difference? If you make your bed in hell, he'll be there too.
My goodness.
That's
my goodness.
Yeah. Come on, man.
But you know what, Brother Eric? I got to raise that question again.
Come on with it.
The Word of God is telling us to be united. together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for building up the body of Christ. Oh, so we all can be mature and not lacking nothing in faith and building up. Why is there so much division amongst us, man? That just keep on coming to me. Why is there so much division amongst us?
Hey, Randy. Let me give him a little bit here.
No, no, you good. You go ahead.
Because some of us envy, the jealousy, and despise the other and can't get along. Don't like him because of what he's wearing. We talked about this the other day. You talked about it, Randy. But
yeah.
Don't like him because of what you got. And you might not have much as they got, but they don't know that. It goes that way. That's the devil whispering in their ear. The devil don't want you unified. He can fight you by himself. But while you're alone, him and his demons can. But if you got some more godly people around you, it's hard to fight 2-on-5. If it's 5 of us good people over here and the name of 2 of them, somebody gonna lose. But if he over there, you by yourself, and you got 5 of his people against your 1, you're going to lose. They're going to beat you down, right? That's just in layman terms, but it's a lot of unlearned stuff that we need to learn about. But if you're unified, you can fight a battle a whole lot better than you can standing alone.
I like it. My.
Yes, sir. Unity, man. It's
powerful thing.
Listen
what we can do if we be united, brother Nutty. Listen, I'm gonna start right here. I'm gonna start off at 11. It says, "So Christ Himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ." Okay, after we come together and we all mature, brother Eric, then... Listen what it reads like, my brother. "Then we will no longer be infants." Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. "Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, blown here and there by every wind of teaching, by the cunning of craftiness of people in their deceitful schemes." Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. It says, "Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ." Oh, my God. For him, the whole body, joint and held together by every supporting limb, brother Eric, grows and builds itself up in love. Oh, as each part does its work. Oh, my God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, did you hear that, brother? Did you hear that, brother Nutty?
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Hey, Rand, will you read that from again?
It's in the book. It's right here. See the power we can create if we come together, brother Eric. Oh, help me. Oh,
yes, sir. Yes.
Oh, look at the power we can create. He said, "Then we will no longer be infants." Oh, brother Eric, if you can get me along the way, if you can help me grow up mature, my brother, help me, Holy Ghost. If you can get me to get up and grow and build up and do great things for Christ, why wouldn't you? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
That's why
I love this, because you're using the word, right? Then no one can say what Randy said. you know, because he changed the turn to a scripture, right? Then you can read along with him, and then he said it was written. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm gone, Brother Egg. I'm taking off. I'm feeling something now. I'm going over to First Peter. First Peter chapter 3, start at verse 8. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me. Listen what it reads like, my brother. Listen what it reads like. Mm-hmm. It says, finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Mm-hmm. My goodness. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. And keep on saying that, Brother Ed. On the contrary, repay evil with blessings. Oh, my goodness. Because to this you were called, so that you might inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. Oh, God. It says, they must turn from evil and do good, and they must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. Oh, help me,
Lord.
But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good, brother? Who going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. But in your heart, reverence Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, my brother.
The hope.
Did you catch that, my brother? Did you catch that? Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against you, your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right there.
For it is better if it is God's will to suffer for doing good than for doing evil.
That's it.
For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit, brother. After being made alive, he went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirit, to those who were disobedient long ago, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah. Oh, my. While the ark was being built. It only a few people, eight in all, fade through the water, Brother Eric. And this water sympathizes baptism. That now saves you also. My. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the plague of a clear conscience towards God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand with angels authority and power and submission to him. My. I just gave you all the rest of that for free, brother. That's all. I gave it to you for free. I ain't mean to go that far, but the spirit just swept me away.
You did good.
My goodness. My.
Hey, Randy.
My.
To go back to what I was saying earlier, you know how wolves and lions and cowards and everything hunt in packs, unify,
yeah.
They kill, they surround you. So, but you got to do the same to protect yourself too, because you let them surround you and get you out by yourself, they're going to consume you, man. This world will consume you. The devil got his soldiers out here to consume people. But you gotta have you some backup. You gotta have you some
backup.
You need to be unified, be together. That's what
they're
doing.
You gotta be together.
They unify to get you, so you need to be unified to stay out so they can't get you. The devil, nobody unification. The devil already nobody.
He don't want you to be together. It's power, man, when you all come together, man. It's power. I'm going to say that one more time, man. It is powerful, man, when you all come together on one accord, man.
That's it, brother.
My. This is what it read like over in John 17. I'm going to start at verse 20. John chapter 17, verse 20. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. It says, Jesus prays for all believers, Brother Ed. He prays for all believers. Listen to what it read like. It's written in red to y'all. Listen to what it read like. It says, my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. That all of them may be one. Oh, united again, Brother Ed. One.
Mm-hmm.
That all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me, I am in you. They also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. It says, I have given them the glory that you have given me, that they may be one as we are one. United. It says, be united with Christ. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. It says, I am them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity again. Brother Eric, here go that word again. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. So they will be brought to complete unity. Listen to what it says. Then, after we come together, Brother Eric, after we all united, listen what happens. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me.
Right.
Oh, Holy Spirit says, Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am. Oh, I want to go where you at, Brother Ed. And to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you. And they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. That is unity all wrapped up in that, Nutty. Christ Jesus is in God, and God is in Christ, and he is in us, and I is in him, and me is in him, and he is in me, Brother Eric. And there's a lot of unity, a lot of togetherness up in there. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. It's like a mixing pot, Brother Eric. Oh, just put it all in there and let's blend it all together. See what we come up with. Oh, my. My.
You're good. I like that.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me. Listen to what it read like. I'm God. This is my last one right here. Matthew 6:5, brother. Matthew 6:5, brother Matty.
Oh, right.
I like that unity. There's a lot of unity over there in John 17 right there. A lot of unity. Oh, help me.
Hey, Randall, I'm with you. I don't have my Bible. I'm listening. I'm with you, though. I'm on mute.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna finish it off with this right here, and I'm gone after this, brother. Listen, what are we
going? Come on.
Yeah, I'm gone after this. It says, "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites." For they love to pray standing in the sideline and on the street to be seen by others. The synagogue, I'm sorry. It says, "Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full." But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father in heaven, who is unseen. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost.
It's in the book.
Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words.
Oh,
help me, Holy Ghost. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him.
My.
Then is how you pray. Our Father in heaven.
Yes, sir.
Hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For if you forgive our people when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you.
All right.
That's all I got today, my brother. May God be in the blessings of his word.
Yes. Hey, you know, brother Rand, before you go, since you're on your scripture, right, can I add one more to you before you go?
Come on, brother.
Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them fall down, one can help the other up. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? My God. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
A cord of three standard is not quickly broken.
That's it.
You ever heard the story about the lone wolf and the lone sheep, brother Eric? Yeah. Oh yes. Oh, when you know, a sheep veer off by itself. He tried to get the weak link. That's how the devil. See, if we stay all together, united together, if I scratch your back, you scratch mine, brother. If you slip and fall, I'm there to help you up. Oh my God! If you veer off and doing some things you ain't got no business to do, I say, hey brother, you know you shouldn't be over there doing that. You come on back home, man.
Amen.
Man, I'm telling you, man. This unity, I got to look more into this, because this unity thing is something that we need to push. Oh, we need togetherness, my brother. Oh, we need togetherness.
So two better than
we
one.
We need togetherness. Yeah, two is always better than one. Nah.
I like that, brother. Man. I like that. Good thing.
Thank God be the blessing. I like that.
Yeah.
Lord. Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
God be the blessing of His word, my brother.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, all right,
brother. You guys, a good song?
I ain't got nothing right now. Let me see. Yeah, come on.
You got that.
Yeah.
He leads me beside still waters. Restoreth my soul. When you become a believer,
my.
Your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Hurt me.
My.
My.
It hurt me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise God. You know, we're at that time, Brother Randy. If anybody wants to say something, they can come on in, you know. Yeah, they need
some
prayer.
Come on in.
They can wave their hand. They can do this. Yeah. All you got to do is hit the one button, you know.
Come on in.
Praise God. Brother, man, I know this is a good show, man. You know, God is blessing us
You know, often when you bring a lesson like that, you know, you want to be with one accord, you know. You want to try to be stay with the spirit of understanding, man. You know, we thank God for always, as he always come on the show and edify his spirit, you know, how he's been lifted up, man. And then when you talk about unity, man, that's a powerful thing, man. You know, and sometimes it breaks up a lot of things because too many what? Chiefs and no Indians, you know.
I know. No Indians.
You know. And God should be the only chief, you know what I'm talking about? Well, that's what the show is about, right? You know, lifting God up.
He's going to be.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, B.
Good morning. I'm talking. I got all the background noise before I've been on you all morning. But I am here, and I'm privileged this morning. These boys privileged this morning to have another RT on with me this morning.
Yes, sir.
How's plan is going? That's where it should go. Setting out and doing just what it's supposed to do. There's a draw. All men unto me.
Yes,
like I said, I'm privileged this morning to have another one of Marquis on with me. Yeah. It's just good, man. It just feels good to hear the word in the morning when you work first. Thing you do to get up and start your day is to be able to hear God's word.
Yes.
I was listening to him. He was over in the book of John. You hear me say all the time, there's a verse, something should stick with you.
Yes,
and this morning, what stuck with me more than anything was when he said that he died. You know what I'm saying, Brad? He died.
Yes, sir.
And he did it just for me. It's something that should stick with you when you hear God's word. He died.
Mm-hmm.
And then he rose again. And he did all that just for little old me. Now, someone else can proclaim he did it for them.
That's
I stand today to be able to proclaim that he did it just for me.
Amen.
Ain't it good? You know what I said?
Amen.
He did it just for me.
Yes, sir.
I'm so glad
yes,
to know Jesus, the Father, my sin. Good God
That's
Almighty,
it.
He did it just for
That's
me.
It.
God
That's
is
it.
So good to us.
Yes,
yes
sir.
So good. We should all be able to set up. We should all be able to set up and be able to say something about God every day
yes,
of my life. Knowing that he died
just
for me.
That's yes, right.
And when you know the Lord has delivered you, you can stand on Mount Rushmore and tell him, I know the man, the partner, my sin. Good God Almighty. Ain't he good?
He's real.
He's so good, too. He's just so good. I'm standing there right now. I know these people looking at me like he's crazy, standing with tears falling down his face and laughing. But God is good to me.
Yes, he is.
He's been
yes,
good
he
to me.
Yes,
he is like even better than good to me.
Amen.
He has brought me from my life. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
That's my
favorite. In the name of Jesus.
I enjoy that.
Somebody, come here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Woo.
Thank you. Help us, Holy Spirit. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
God bless you.
Yes, man.
Now, for those, for my brother, that's Marty. Some of them call her Gloria. I call her A.T. Faith. Some of them know as Big Papa. I come from a good Christian family. I just chose to go wrong. But I am so glad that the Lord God Almighty saw fit to reach out and say, He's mine.
Yes, sir.
He's mine.
Amen.
Later, I won't let you have him. He's mine. I won't let you have him. I know you're not wrong. I know he was out there doing wrong, but I won't let you have him. He's mine.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. In the holy name. Thank you.
Thank you.
I used to hear prayer come on sometimes and say, Mama prayed for me. He said, I was a hell raiser, but Mama knew best.
Yes, sir.
Hey, prayer. I was a hell raiser, but Mama knew best.
Yes, sir.
I feel good this morning, brother.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, yes.
Help us, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, sir. Okay, Brother D.
You wrote it?
I got two of my teams with me this morning. Two of them with me.
Liberty, Texas, at 131 Navigation Street, at my grandmother's house, made me sit far away. Mama is what we called her. And I can remember on Sunday mornings, if you were in Mama's house, you had to get up for Sunday morning prayer. Come to think of it, if you in my mama's house, today, on Sunday morning, you got to get up for Sunday morning prayer. And my grandmother knew how to pray. But she had a lot of grandsons. And oftentimes she couldn't think of our names, and sometimes she would just call us all Bubba. And I got some of my first cousins in here and my brothers in here with us today. But it was something about when Mama got down on her knees to pray for us. She could remember all of our names. And there was nothing like that Sunday morning devotion there. And today we want to remember how Mama used to pray for us. Come on, choir, help me say it. I still hear.
I'm a
prayer.
Mama,
pray.
You hear mama praying, Brother D. You hear praying. Yes, sir.
Hear
he
her praying.
Personal. He said, for me.
For me. Yeah, yes, sir. You know, Greg, I heard Brother Nettie. I heard Brother Nettie saying how the Satan will attack you if he catches you by yourself. This is why God wants us to surround ourselves in Him.
Yes,
not
sir.
In people, but He wants us to surround ourselves in Him. This is why the Lord wants us to consume ourselves in Him. We give Satan room. Greg always said all the time, I hear him say it all the time, he said, well, you ask the Lord to remove something.
Yeah.
Where you stay out that thing is God fills that void for you.
That's it.
We got to surround ourselves more in Him.
That's it.
And then He'll do the rest. See, He'll surround us with the Brother Eric or the Brother Nettie or the Auntie Marion, that prayer warrior. He'll do that. We need to surround ourselves in Him every day of our life. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Surround ourselves in the Word. Be consumed in the Word.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. I tell you, Greg, I feel good this morning. Good morning.
You good?
This
good.
Is a good morning. So.
Lord, it's a good time to get on board.
Yes, sir. No better time.
Somebody asked me when's a good time, when the blood is running warm in your vein. That's a good time. Yes, sir. It's always a good time.
Yeah.
Brother D,
right,
we're going to have to get them out of there, man. But we got to get them out of here, you know. If anybody else have anything else to say, you know.
Amen. Amen. Another great show.
Good show, good word. Keep praying. Show that God. Keep God in the midst. That's what Evans is about. It's about kingdom building. And kingdom building, you know, anybody's man but the adversary.
Amen.
That's nobody's man. And they ain't gonna glorify Him. Yeah, we're gonna lift up the name.
Glorify Him.
Yeah.
Lift up the name of Jesus.
Oh. We're gonna try to get on out there.
We're gonna lift up the standard.
That's it.
Yeah.
We're gonna try to solicit a prayer. Then let God's will be done after that. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come thanking You, Lord, for the hour that You gave us, Lord, to be in Your presence once again, Lord. Lord, we thank You, Father God, for the word that went forth, Lord, and it was taught about unity, Lord. So we ask You, Father God, in the name of Jesus, let it touch someone's heart, Father God, that they just wanted to live a little closer to You. Lord, if there's any division there in someone's home, in someone's workplace, or even in their own mind, Lord, we ask You, Father God, to bind that spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we just ask You to come in our house, Lord, come in our heart, Lord, so we can always please Thee, Lord. Lord, we thank You for this radio station, Lord, and we come out Monday and Friday, Lord, try to uplift the kingdom, Lord. We just thank You to bless the man of God that spoke the word, Lord, that You touch his household, Lord, that You bless it, Lord, richly, Lord, with Your spirit, Lord. And, Lord, let it never fall on deaf ear than when the word go forth, Lord. We love You, Lord. Lord, we just want to lift You up all through the day, Lord. We just thank how we get our day started out with You, Lord. And, Lord, we just ask You to cover this show in the name of Jesus. Even though any show is trying to lift up Your name, Lord, trying to present Your word, whether they're on the Widow Dog them show, whether they're on any show that someone just want to go a little farther in your word, Lord. Trust Brother D, Lord. Trust Brother Dan, Lord. Trust all the brothers that's on this line in the God's plan. That just be with them in all. And all they did ever they walk, Lord. And Lord, we love You, Lord. We ask You always to keep us, Lord, as we always pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we not listen to our own understanding, but acknowledge in all our ways, Lord. And thank You. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Nehemiah 8:6, and Ezra blessed the Lord. the great God. And all the people answered, amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say
church say.